episode number 596 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Suzanne Arnold. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Formula One. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Lewis Hamilton heralds Stephanie Travers after Styria win. KV Wyatt official was super happy with his P10 at the Styrian Grand Prix. A difficult weekend ended at a low point on Sunday for Ferrari Fragnethris Pick. Facebook the Great American Race Ferrari have a long road ahead as they attempt to rediscover their competitiveness. According to Formula One managing director Ross Brawn, not all superheroes wear capes, but this year Adrian Newey has decided to don his. How Red Bull's drivers plan to stop Lewis Hamilton ahead of the World Cup and race against IndyCar at Spa in Brazil on Sunday night, May 18, a new team will be unveiled. The first batch includes two-time world champion Nico Rosberg, who is set for retirement after being sidelined by knee ligaments during qualifying rounds between Ferrari Racing International Motorsport Federation Australia, which had been under pressure from McLaren chief executive Michael Dornell over recent years due not having enough time with them before that season. The F1 Supremo announced last month he would retire following an injury sustained while driving alongside Marussia driver Alexander Rossi when it came out earlier than expected. It was very disappointing, said Daniel Ricciardo. According about Mercedes technical manager Valtteri Bottas, Alonso must complete three more races within 4 weeks if there are any significant changes made so far, or both teams can continue racing next week without losing control again until 2019. This is all for today, friends. My name is Suzanne and this was episode 596 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.